Crucible time, I think. You're going to need a live update later, so you might as well just sit there and take it.
Take it, huh?
I mean, Elmer was right. I solely podcast just a game.
not quite. Dude. You've been in a lot of raids the last couple of days.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 94, where Sin is back at the Guardian Hub podcast. We talk about Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on guests such as Sin. You learn about him and his experiences in Destiny and discuss other topics. Your host, as always, are Kingsley MacDes Raven and Sin. How you doing, guys?
Hey, I'm well. I am definitely well. How are you?
Toasty. Well, I don't know. I didn't have a response.
I need to go get some bamboo, if that's the case.
Oh.
It could be one of those podcasts.
I suppose.
But I guess we have some exciting news this week.
Boy, howdy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That guy.
To bring it on.
That guy?
Yeah, that guy's exciting news. And JSG.
I have exciting news. yes,
Des, yeah, tell us what happened.
No, I was about to say, I was able to join the lovely FUD and the effervescent Russell and their second episode back of JSG cast. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a fantastical time.
And now that you're off there, you officially got FUD as a guest soon?
I mean, I definitely dropped the line, so he definitely now has the hint, but I don't have anything concrete. Because that and at the time he was on pain meds, because he at the very least seriously sprained his ankle at work.
Right.
So, yeah, he was not of complete sound mind during that recording.
Well, I at least know he listens. Over there.
No. they're a lot of fun. I love them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably the most sound mind, right? of the other two.
And that's really sad.
Not really. You gotta keep them under control. Just take control.
No. No, it's like trying to herd cats. Have you ever tried to herd cats? Yeah.
I'm not a cat person personally. I prefer the dogs, but
Hey, we were trying to herd cats. I was trying to herd cats when we had our 3 podcast extravaganza with us, Guardian Town, and 2 Titans and a Hunter. And you know how we had segments and trying to keep it an hour ish, and so many people had things they wanted to say, and I had to be, well, next point, and kind of cut people off.
You got to keep it super structured then, and that's tough.
Yeah, but I watched and listened to that the JSG episode. I believe you guys were mostly talking about upcoming games you're looking forward to. Am I right?
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. That was the entire main topic of the show.
Ooh, that's right where I left off. That was right about the midway point, and I cut it off because I was ending my drive about then.
Yeah, don't give any spoilers. Everyone, please check it out. Go over there and listen to and watch that episode. They have their Twitch channel, and I believe they still have the feed too, I'm assuming, the podcast feed.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's same feed.
Excellent. Yeah.
Because I noticed it's been, because I never unsubscribed from that feed apparently, and noticed there's a new episode, so.
Interesting. I don't know. I have been very bad at keeping up with podcasts recently, but I do my best. I try to get through as much of them on my drives as I can. Okay. And then still listen to some Spotify.
That, and it's definitely a good episode, not because I'm there, but because of the topic. And there's actually quite a few, like, what I'd consider hidden, not really gems, because we don't know yet, but, you know, games that kind of flew under the radar a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because a lot of, especially their picks, like, were kind of, entirely unknown to me, so.
Oh, that's good. And get some ideas and stuff, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know you don't know how some of these are going to turn out, but yeah, some are definitely excited for. Now, were you able to get them? To talk about Destiny at all?
No.
Okay.
No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
So, what else is new this week, guys?
Well, there's Destiny stuff, I suppose. Sin, you say you don't play that much, but you've been playing a lot.
I don't always play, but when I do, it's a lot all at once.
You were up late, too.
3 o'clock my time? Almost 3 o'clock my time. Yeah, I was up late. And actually, Friday night, I did a raid on PlayStation with GoHawks. And who else did I do it with? My memory is awful, as you can tell. And anyway, I did a PlayStation raid, and we knocked out a ton of triumphs that night. I did a couple of the challenges. It was like, what, a first challenge, second challenge, Solar class, and All Guardian class that night. So that really helped a lot for my title grind for the raid. And I have not gotten any of the other previous titles for the raids, so that's nice. Except for the fact that, we did Ark on Saturday? Or did we do Solar on Saturday?
No, you did Ark on Saturday, and it didn't work for you. I came in on a later raid group, and it worked for us. So I think you're the problem, sir.
No, I think I moved backwards. Maybe it was Ark Friday and Solar Saturday. Because we did back-to-back raids Saturday. Last Wish and DSE.
And I wasn't even getting that yet, but on Friday you guys were attempting Ark. It didn't work. And then I came in on a later raid, and they said, can we try Ark again? I'm like, sure. And it worked for us. So I just don't know. Ben. I don't
that
know.
That third encounter's bugged out for me twice. I don't know why. But we need to fix that. Because at this point, I have next week's rotation, and that Ark... that one Ark encounter, and I will have a raid title. So I'm excited about that aspect of it.
Nice.
I do hope you get the Ark figured out. I don't know what's going on there because you've tried it twice now and it didn't work.
Yeah. That's why I would just want to go ahead and get a checkpoint and just run it and then reload into it. If it doesn't happen, I want to guarantee getting it, but yeah, hopefully it won't keep bugging out on me and I can knock it out.
And then, yeah, like Saturday night, we were, what did we do? Two or three raids?
Last Wish and DSC?
Yeah, I feel like maybe I was in one before that or after you tapped out. But yeah, there was at least two.
You might have done another one after that, but I was definitely not continuing at that point. And I was done for.
We had the Last Wish earlier, the DSC earlier on Xbox, and then we had a Last Wish, and then we did another DSC afterwards on PlayStation.
Yeah. That's a lot of raids. A lot of raids. And Dez has been still raiding a lot. I think you were in one the other night I saw.
Yes, indeed. I was in one every night this last week, I believe, except for Friday.
Jeez, wow, that's awesome, man.
I think. And I am now one triumph down from raid title, and that's 5 Seconds to Paradise.
Which, nice. Remind me again which one that one was.
That's a second encounter killing servitors within 5 seconds of each other.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones I knocked out that night we were knocking all of them out.
Yeah, we would have attempted it, but we were, during that particular run, we were doing stasis, so nobody really felt like dealing with it that night, so we postponed it.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's not bad, and it's a little bit of a coordination, a little bit of coordination.
We've got a plan but, for it, so.
Yeah, it works out. It really does work out.
Yeah. We're going to try and go in with six Celestial Nighthawk Golden Guns and knock them all out.
Oh, you don't even need to do that. Just take them down to a third and lament them. That's well, easy. I mean,
that's true, easy, too. But, easy. I mean, Nighthawk will do it in one hit. So just make sure you have everything. Make sure everyone's in position. Yeah. Everyone pops and just blam, done.
For sure.
And hopefully one phase and not have to worry about it again.
I know you need someone either way to kind of just like when you do those extra triumphs, just be like the director. And Hawks has been a lot for a lot of these ones we've been in and we've been helping people with, I forget what it's called, but the two deposits in the first encounter where you can't use all three.
Yes.
At any point. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was actually super stoked with our team because I think we got that like second try. And I don't even think our first try was a legitimate try. I think we just got off on the wrong foot and had to reset.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. And then, yeah, the servitor one, you just have someone be like, get ready, 3, 2, 1. And then also the third encounter, the ball depositing, you also just need someone to kind of take charge, I guess, and be the person to kind of do both of them.
Yeah, well, we legitimately, the way we knocked that one out is we generally had someone designated to deposit. Anybody could grab, but that one particular person would go to each person, grab it from them, and deposit into it. So, which again
shout
worked
out,
out
when we did it. Sorry, I'm just like
I believe for our team it was Batman. Which I just threw it out. I was like, anybody want to try this? And everyone's like, I'll do it. And it's like, all right, well, hard to try, but sure enough, like. Worked out.
Awesome.
It's fun to see everyone trying for these extra tramps.
Indeed.
There's at least more interesting ways to do the raid now. We're just kind of asking people when we grew up, okay, what are we doing tonight? Oh, someone needs this, someone needs that. All good. You know, we're just running the raid that way.
Exactly.
And then we're going to have nothing to do, right? When everyone has their titles.
Oh, we'll still have stuff to do.
I'll still be running whatever. I don't care.
I know, right?
I'm, 35 spoils away from either Teraba or the Sparrow. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of exotics, there's some people that I think got some exotic gear this week that have been missing. Have they not?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not mentioning any names, Wicked.
Yeah, he was happy to have received that in Last Wish. I don't know how many times he's run it. We can, I guess, look that up, but more than he's wanted to, and he finally got that the other night. We just felt like doing a different raid. Hawks was like, hey, anyone want to do anything that's not DSC? And we decided on Last Wish because... Yoda had not officially gotten a clear, even though he's gotten to the end with us. And then Wicked, of course, still wanted 1K. So it was a successful night on that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well.
Man, what else is new?
What else is new in the game? I haven't done anything except for raid. Oh, actually, we did do something tonight, Sin. Right before we recorded, we ran Nightmare. Master Empire Hunt. Not a huge deal, but you know, one of those things that are just kind of on the list that I get around to one of these days, and I wanted to work on some Europa Triumphs, and you said, let's try this one, and you know, they're not bad until the end, and then we had the one, what is it, Praxis? The Technocrat guy?
Technocrat. Yeah.
That's actually the one I had gotten done. Hilariously, there's like a old school Balistar hiding spot you can use.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Well, we used a strat of running around in a circle a lot of times.
And not staying next to each other so that we at least a couple to stay alive.
Yeah, there's like a table of stuff off to the right in that little corner of the room that you can just chill behind, and nobody can, none of the enemies get behind the table, and they can't really shoot through it. So yeah, just I was elected to sit behind the table, and I would occasionally, like whenever I got super, I'd pop out just long enough to pop a super, tuck back under the table, take a few pot shots here and there to thin out the ads.
Well, got it done.
We ran it with Nalsy, and he was a little bit lower on light, and we're not even at 1280, which is the cap on that. And it was definitely a check in making sure your gear was set, but it was fun, and I'm glad we were able to get it done. I was a little nervous at first when we first reached the boss, and we died fairly quick the first couple times.
Yeah, I think we were only probably going to give it one more try.
Right.
And then we finally started getting it down. Once we got to about halfway that last try, we're like, oh, maybe we can do this. And we found a method where we weren't.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Patience and a good method.
I got to put that new emblem on now.
Oh, I already did.
Yeah, I saw that. You playing the game right now, Sin?
Oh, of course. Live update. I am here today to be able to give it to you. I'm doing Crucible. I told you beforehand I was probably going to do it. It's the only thing I haven't really played this week. I did get a 2.64 efficiency this last game, my first game back, like in a week.
Nice.
Ooh. And I'm getting destroyed by Thorn. But I'm really enjoying the 7th Seraph shotgun. I'm one of those guys in Crucible.
I think it'd be really snappy. I've been meaning to pull it out because I have one with a snapshot and quick draw.
Nice.
Speaking of Crucible, then, and following up on our conversation from last week, how does, for you, Sin, does stasis bug you much in Crucible? Do you have any feelings on it?
It can. I mean, it's not any more annoying than a lot of the other stuff that we run into on a day-to-day basis. I'm not overly turned off by it. So could it use maybe a little bit more tuning? Yeah, maybe. But I think for the most part, you're still getting a lot of variety.
Well, they announced, let me pull this up here,
that I have till the end of the season to use my 9,000 Crucible tokens before they're deprecated.
But yes, that too. Gosh, I don't even know if I'm going to go through the hassle. I sound like a spoiled brat, but like I have 15,000, you know, legendary shards. Do I want to go through the hassle of turning all these in just to get some more legendary shards?
I tried. It is not fun.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not going to hassle with it.
Didn't they say that, okay, they're going to dismantle into something less worth it all in one fell swoop next season? I thought they said,
Yeah, they're going to be depreciated and we'll be able to dismantle from entire stacks. But I don't think they gave a specific word on what they're going to dismantle into, if anything.
Yeah. I still think I might wait, though.
Yeah, you're talking about just waiting until you can destroy the whole stack.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you, because 9,000 tokens, what are you doing, 10, 20 at a time for a... Engram?
Well, yeah, because it's 10 at a time, but yeah, it's 20 to get an Engram.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know. But what's coming along with this, of course, yeah, then we're on this topic, and then I wanted to bring up another thing, but at least the Crucible vendor next season will have a different way of dealing with this. It'll be more like a rank up.
Oh, Crucible, Drifter Zavala, at the very least, yes.
Zavala, they said, is coming in a future season.
I thought they mentioned all three of those.
They did mention all three, but
They do mention they did mention Zavala definitely in another season.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know why that one's getting delayed, but yeah, it's going to happen to all three. But they just showed the picture of the Crucible.
Oh ball. yeah, Gambit and Crucible.
Yeah,
and future season for Strikes. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then we see, you know, it's rank up now, and they show an example of on the top rank 17, and you have a bar that you can fill in, of course, and then at different rank levels we get different rewards. Rank 4 we get 3 upgrade modules. Rank 7 3 enhancement cores. Rank 10 a seasonal ritual shader. And then rank 13 2 enhancement prisms, and then rank 16 our emblem for the season. And then when we reset an actual ascendant shard, I assume resets 20. Or is it 17 or 18? Yeah, I don't know if I saw that here. And then when you reset, it's kind of the same thing, except when you reach the shader, because you already got the shader, it'll just turn to 3 more enhancement cores. And the emblem one at 16 would turn to 2 more enhancement prisms.
And then the reset turns into an exotic engram?
Yeah, looks like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is, for me personally, slightly positive. I don't have anything here I'm like super excited about, because I kind of have a lot of these things already, but it's still something. I'm seeing a number go up. These are, obviously I can at least use the upgrade modules, especially in a new season. I'm not going to turn down enhancement cores, things like that. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's kind of funny because most of these things have already been in the season pass bar anyways. So it's kind of getting messy in my opinion. Like, what's the point of the season pass bar versus this? And are they going to have more interesting things in the season pass bar? I don't know.
So you're complaining about having too many materials to have freedom to upgrade any piece of armor you may potentially want to upgrade ever at all. Gotcha. Yeah,
I am. This will help a lot of people. But I'm saying, if they're going to put all this stuff here, they should almost take it out of the season pass area also. And I don't know. I guess it's good to have it both places.
I was about to say, you're kind of missing the point of just having, because people have always complained about being short on these particular materials for masterworking, especially armor.
Yeah, I know.
And especially now that they're sunsetting armor.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of takes away the blow of investing in armor. You know, if you double up on materials. I mean, I definitely can see the choice for it, you know.
Well, this is good because this, once you reset, you can do it again and again. And again, like the season pass thing, once you get to 100, there's nothing interesting. It doesn't reset and you go through the whole thing again. You know, it's just kind of done. So I still feel like, I wasn't saying it well, but something could change with the season pass bar to make it maybe more interesting.
Much like before, every rank up award will award a base ritual engram, just like before.
Nice.
So that's not going away. It's just we're getting more stuff with the system.
Well, I definitely think this is a positive. Like I said at the beginning, it's slight positive for me. Some people are really going to love this because they need these materials a lot more than even I do. They also show in this picture only daily bounties and repeatable bounties, no weekly. So I don't know if weekly for Crucible and Gambit are going away or moving to somewhere else. We do know they said earlier in another update that bounties, at least the ones that offer Bright Dust, are getting a change up and they will be account based. So I don't know if this is going to be happening at the same time or what's going on.
I wonder if it's going to be like the old challenges.
Oh, yeah.
That used to pop up. They won't technically be bounties, but they'll just be available to be done. And then once you do them, you get the stuff.
And get Bright Dust through those ones. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's kind of what I'm thinking. Or maybe it'll be a quest. Or, I mean, there's... Yeah. It's explainable on why it wouldn't be an actual bounty anymore.
Yep. But Sin, there is some tuning coming. Revenant, Shatter Dive, and Fissures.
Yep, Hunters get the X next. But don't worry. That's okay, because they do mention Titans are coming. Mm-hmm. They're looking to tune each class, see how they fit.
They said they're looking at it. They don't. It doesn't mean they're coming.
Oh, it's coming.
It better.
It's coming. To be honest, yeah. I hope one of the changes they do is fixing the melee to be a little more consistent, but you know, whatever. Because I've gotten out of some weird Titan punches in the Crucible.
Yes.
It's like, that maybe should have hit.
Exactly. Investigate the efficiency of the Stasis Titan Behemoth Super. We want to let the above change settle first to see where the Behemoth stands in our PvP hierarchy. This is next on our radar.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up next. Which, I mean, I'm not going to pull a Warlock, and I'm not going to bemoan these changes.
Just see how it goes.
Exactly. Just run with it. Especially, I won't be complaining about a quote-unquote 5-foot melee when it's actually 15 meters, but you know, whatever. but a lot of these changes I didn't realize even had a thing. Like, I didn't know Shatter Dive actually did damage outside of the Shatter effect.
Yeah.
But apparently it does. Or did.
Not anymore.
Max range damage reduced from 50 to 5. Is that part of what you're mentioning? Because
I think so.
Use that on Hunter yet.
Yeah, it now has damage falloff versus unfrozen targets. So, yeah. Like I said, I didn't think it actually did damage to unfrozen targets. But, yeah. Yep, that's going to happen. So apparently, it's going to have a damage falloff. So if you drop right on top of them, it'll still do 50. But if they're toward the edges, it'll now do 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I also didn't know this ability actually had damage reduction. If I'd known that, I probably would have used it more often to get in.
I know, it's just funny how some of these...
And it was 50%? Holy Jesus! That's insane. That's a super damage reduction.
Well, speaking in the Whisper of Fissures, it's reduced min-max ranges for both the non-super and the super. The super one goes down quite a bit, which is probably a good thing, from range of 42 to 22, and then, but it's changing to range from 16 to 2. So, you know. Fissures.
I gotta remember which one that does.
Don't know, but, you know, I know that people often, one of their bigger complaints is when you're in your super.
Oh.
You know.
Increases the damage and size of the burst of stasis when you destroy a stasis crystal or defeat a frozen target is Fissures.
Okay. Is that only a Hunter thing? Or is that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a. It's most beneficial on Hunters and Titans because those two classes can easily... Hunters and Titans have an ability that can shatter crystals easily outside of Super, where Warlock's big shatter ability is actually in their Super. So it'll affect both Warlocks, or it'll affect both Hunters and Titans way more drastically than Warlocks, potentially.
Well, and also, these are just happening in PvP only, right? It seems like it.
Yeah, it definitely... I mean, the damage falloff and the damage reduction is probably going to be everywhere, because I don't see how they can tune that specifically. But yeah, like, a lot of the damage numbers do specify players.
Yeah, for Whisper of Fissures, Shatter Dive could be anywhere, but Whisper of Fissures is players.
Yeah. Yeah, so that definitely seems, and that's about, I mean, legitimately, they're tuning Shatter Dive, which I do hear people complain about, which, like I said, knowing it deals damage, I could see why. And yeah, Whisper Fissures, I mean, a lot of it does seem pretty drastic, but yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Exactly. We at the Guardian Hub love to try new changes and not complain about them until we try them out. And even though we don't usually complain too much.
And I don't usually try too much.
But I love what they say here for one of their midterm goals. They're going to be addressing.
Okay,
try to read two words together. Addressing stasis, not stressing. But addressing stasis ability outliers will help us lower the ceiling, but we also want to pull up other underperforming light subclasses. Right? So this isn't just going to be a midterm ongoing nerf stasis. This will also be a bringing up other light subclasses.
Yeah, like, so I'm guessing next step after Behemoth will probably be some light subclass tuning here and there to bring them up a little more. At least that's what I'm hoping. Since, you know, it is midterm.
Yeah, and then, of course, review their ability to gunplay balance in PvP. Destiny is a game both about explosive space magic moments and intrinsically satisfying gunplay, especially in our 3v3 playlists. The usage of abilities has climbed as we introduce more and more ways to charge them quickly. We're still in very early discussions, but we're looking into restoring a better balance where proper gunplay is rewarded in these playlists. I don't know if this is really saying too much other than they're just looking into it. So maybe, who knows what will change there, if anything. But maybe they're even just saying that to try to appease some people. I don't know. But, you know, we've been having discussions lately, so why bring this up in the TWAB? We had our first TWAB since forever. The game is dying, don't you know? Boy, we're barely back on life support again now that...
Dead game.
Yeah, we have a TWAB, though.
I know, right?
Dead game, dead TWAB.
Even though I do think, like, speaking of dead game, is this the TWAB where they mentioned they're actually... shutting down the Halo portion of Bungie?
Oh, I think
like the backup stats and stuff.
Yes,
Dust for the legacy. Echoes.
Yep.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's kind of sad, but I mean, you know, I guess that's a potentially large chunk of data that could be used
for other stuff. Other
things. Yeah.
Ooh, they can put that on the new engine. Focus on the new engine then.
Is this Microsoft Lightspeed engine or whatever it's called?
Slipstream.
Slipstream.
Oh, yeah, that engine they're going to use because Microsoft's going to buy them out, even though they're getting rid of the Halo stats. Yeah.
That's why they have to get rid of Halo, because of Microsoft. Oh, boy.
But hilariously, the most thing I'm stoked for from this TWAB, which is kind of sad, but they're bringing back the usefulness of the moon in the Dreaming City dungeons.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let me scroll up to there.
Reprised.
You want to tell us what you think about that or what you remember, and I can pull this up here.
Oh, no. Well, I got it right in front of me. But TLDR, they are reprising 4 weapons each for the moon and for the Dreaming City. That will be gainable. I think most of them will be gainable through normal activities. The Moon Dungeon, Pit of Heresy, there we go, that's the word. It will have a very specific weapon that can only be obtained from the dungeon. So apparently with the reprised weapons, they will have updated perk pools. And if by getting the weapons from the dungeons, there's the possibility of having unique perks drop on the weapons from the dungeons. So for Dreaming City, we are getting the rocket launcher. Does that look like a hand cannon? It looks like a hand cannon. Yeah. Retail tail shotgun, the vouchsafe scout rifle.
Yeah, Wicked Vigil and Sleepless, the rocket launcher. Yep.
There we go. Yeah, Wicked Vigil. Yeah, it's definitely the hand cannon. For the moon, we are getting the rocket launcher, the apostate sniper rifle. I think it's is it called the prophecy shotgun?
Premonition.
Premonition. Hey, it started with a P. It was close. And the pulse rifle, which the pulse rifle will be dungeon only. So yeah, the armor will be coming back. I mean, all in all, good news. I mean, considering all things considering. I was just thinking, like, this season, it's like, why do we still have these dungeons? Like, I mean, they have, like, no purpose right now. They don't do anything for us, and the stuff that they give us is sunset.
Yeah, I heard some people talking about it. It didn't bug me as much. I mean, I do think they should keep things 2 years back somewhat relevant, but I even seem to remember in D1 when we got to year 2 with King's Fall, it seemed like all the year 1 stuff was kind of dead as far as weapons and armor.
Hey, I mean, good lord.
The moon stuff became quite dead, but it's coming back, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't I mean, to have this kind of actual response to it is actually kind of amazing, because, I mean, it took them, what, 3 years to re-update VOG?
True.
So, I mean, we at least got it, like, within... We only have one season of these dead areas, so... It'd be nice to have a reason to go back through them, but also one change that they are making that did just hit my memory. So yeah, so Pit of Heresy will no longer drop a fully masterwork piece of armor at the end. They are rather opting for stats-tuned armor pieces, 16 and 2, higher overall, blah, blah, blah. Yay! Differences!
Yay! Yeah. Oh, that's good. I mean, I know good. Some people, yeah, are have been counting on that, but I guess maybe one way to look at it is don't worry about getting your materials in these activities like the dungeons. Look for those and the raid. Look for those as like maybe higher rolled armor pieces, and then we can get our materials like the Ascendant Shards and the repeatable activities like the Crucible Gambit, things like that.
Yeah, but who plays Crucible and Gambit? Oh, it's just same stuff over and over. God.
Well, we're getting two new strikes next season. Well, reprised.
I ain't new but, for some people, though.
But then I'm also thinking Vanguard isn't getting all the changes yet next season. So.
I know, right? It's going to give people even less of a reason to run strikes.
There's always going to be something.
Right. Poor
but nonetheless, I'm still excited to check them out.
Right.
Well, that's cool, though, those changes. I mean, it's something. And yeah, we just kind of go, oh, yeah. And then one other thing. We did hear about this a while back. This isn't the first time, but they're just kind of reminding us that the Lost Sector Legend and Master rotation will be on the moon next season.
Yep. All four Lost Sectors on the moon will be capable.
Mm-hmm. So, I suppose for multiple reasons, that makes a lot of sense.
No. Wait, there's more than four.
It is. No, there's four.
I thought there were five.
No, there was the three, because and the fourth was like the one that kind of worked together. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was four, and then doing those four unlocked the last one, but it's three and the last one. Catch.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been on the moon, okay?
Yeah. but it kind of makes sense that it's nice that there are... You know, we're getting these, they're revamping the moon destination a little bit, the dungeon, yeah. The weapons, the armor, and the lost sectors. And boy, this is on a seasonal level. What if next season, then it moves over to Dreaming City or something, and those lost sectors become master and legend level. So that'd be pretty neat, actually.
That would be nice. Like, just widen it out even more.
Mm-hmm.
Would be very nice.
Yep.
I mean, then Dreamy City only has three, so, yeah.
So I wonder, too, if we will get more exotics that are only available that method, or if it's just going to be those exotics that we currently have, like Necrotic Crypt for Warlock and whatever the one is for Hunter and Titan.
I hope any random drop exotic we get that way, to be honest. I like that method. I really do. Like, it can be a pain waiting on the RNG, but I love having like a challenging thing you can do to earn the exotic. It's like Shades of D1, where your biggest chance to get exotic drops was either a raid chest or the Nightfall. Which is why you ran Nightfall three times a week, every week.
And for the people complaining that you can't find people to fire team up with to do a high level Nightfall or raid, well, guess what? You can do a solo Lost Sector because you don't need anyone to team up with.
And that's how you get the exotics.
I thought you were totally going to go into the 100.io.
Well, if you're looking for a raid group, definitely use the 100.io, especially in the tripod group that we have set up.
Yes. Because we have been having raids almost every single night of the week.
Sometimes multiples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? It's insane. Love it.
Mm.
Okay.
So nice. We do it thrice. Do it
many times.
Several times. many times.
I also am excited about some of these patch notes in the TWAB. A bunch of good things are being fixed. Of course, let's just start off with rip to the Sparrow Cheese in the raid, or the Spike, the Pike, Sparrow, whatever you want to do. Either or, that cheese is going away, so you will not be able to hold on to your shelter from the storm outside of the bubbles.
But that's okay, because in the Guardian Hub Discord, in our infographic section, we have two maps of the Desolation that you can start learning.
Yes, it'll be fine. You can practice it going in solo, and even if you don't have that Triumph yet and you can't get it until after the change, it's not that hard. What we can do then is just, obviously we still have to do it the legit way, but we just kind of move slowly. We can just take out the ads, even if some people die or stay behind. And then once all the ads are taken out, then it's super easy. Then you just take your your pike to each zone, where right now we're just skipping a lot of those bubbles. But instead, you'll go to each bubble, look at the map if you need, and then go. And then those area in the middle with like the little things you have to jump over aren't too bad if you know which ones to hit. The ones that just go down slightly, just punch it a little bit, and you'll be fine. And
I mean, this isn't. It's just going to be a little slower to do Desolation now. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing big. I knew it was coming. Like, I think our raid group, the first few times we did, it was like, yeah, this is going to get fixed eventually. Then, of course, you know, a lot of those same people are also kind of like, why are they fixing it? It's like, I mean, come on. We knew this was going to happen.
Well, I'm also thinking a little bit, why are they fixing this, but they don't fix, they never fixed the Riven Cheese.
I mean, they've tried.
They can't get rid of those pesky joining ally zones. They'd have to rebuild the whole raid, maybe.
Potentially.
Yeah, you never know. You got to get a new engine to get that fixed. Anyways, a couple other things is, did you know, Sin and Dez, that for the High Celebrant mission, the chance for getting the ship increases with each activity completion?
I love the fact that they finally mentioned that. That it's they do confirm that it is a rare drop, but it does have building increases, I suppose.
Yeah,
swelling increases, however you want to say it.
And I do want that ship. It's pretty cool looking now that I've seen someone take a picture of it and post it. You know, just the little icon when I saw it, I'm like, eh, whatever, I can't tell. But
you can never judge a ship by its icon.
No, you can't, because now I want it now that I've seen it.
Actually, I thought pretty much because I ended up, one of my raids I set up, and I set up entirely for the purpose of doing the Pike Triumph. Like, that was the purpose of that setup. If anyone wanted to do more, I was open to it and cool. But that was the purpose of that group up, was just to get that, you know, before the cheese left, to have, you know, the easiest time of it. And, yeah, well, I got that Sparrow, and I put it on, and I'm like, well, crap, now I'm sad I didn't get this thing sooner. This looks, it actually looks pretty good.
It does look
nice. I really like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Okay, the High Celebrant mission will also be fixed with the portals that weren't opening all the way, and they didn't say specifically about shooting them too quickly. I hope and assume that part will be fixed too, but they do say the portals are going to be fixed, of shooting the black orbs. They weren't taking any damage and the portals wouldn't open, so.
I mean, also, you want to talk about a fix that's taken a while? How about the Mita Multi-Tool Catalyst not dropping from competitive Crucible lands? Yes.
That was on the list here. That was very interesting.
Yeah, but you need to get a high level for the competitive plate in order to get that, right? You have to get
apparently not.
Really?
That was bugged. It's on the fix list. They're fixing it this patch. Who knows what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, it was probably bugged. So
no, wait, oh no, that's upcoming. Whoops. So they still haven't fixed that yet.
Gosh, you know, yeah, there's two areas of here, and I get kind of mixed up.
Like, sadly, Unrelenting is next patch.
Yeah,
Unrelenting is not triggering properly.
I was reading from that area too. Jeez. Okay.
Wait, is that
send rewind?
No. No, 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 no. That's yeah. This is upcoming resolved issues. This is accurate list. Okay, okay, okay. The yeah. next list, the known issues. There we go. Okay, yeah. So yeah, mine is getting fixed. Relentless is getting fixed. The High Celebrant is getting fixed. Yeah, Shelter of the Storm. Now here's an issue, and this might change the raid meta. A lot of people are a little on fence and on edge. But apparently Cloud Strike hits on the Divinity Cage counted as 2 precision hits. We don't know what that means. We don't know what that's going to do to Cloud Strike's damage and thus its hierarchy in the overall raid system. We just don't know.
Yes, we definitely do not know yet. So we'll see on that. Anything else interesting from this list? I don't have to read all of them. I mostly wanted to...
anything like... You know... Oh yeah, the PS5 clan roster thing is being fixed.
Yes, that's definitely nice for the people who have the PS5. I've been talking to them about that, and they're looking forward to that. So
yeah. So rejoice, PS5 people. One of very few people.
The 19th on Tuesday, all this will be coming out. And my speculation is we might get something else also. I mean, we only have the 3 weeks left in the season. And we're really got it last week.
Hawkmoon, EDZ.
Oh, yeah.
What is up with that? I'm in that area now exploring.
So I mean, we don't know for certain.
Yeah, I mean, they could add stuff in, and it could be totally about all this.
Yeah, all we know is that, yeah, those areas that they've added at whatever time they did, they are highly protected by boundaries. I mean, highly protected by, like, kill boundaries. Like, there's been, I've noticed a couple, you know, the Out of Bounds people mentioning, like, whatever, there's a particular part of the map that Bungie does not want people to get into right now. Like, at all.
Interesting.
Because it is very protected from, like, the game perspective, and Out of Bounds people, I don't think, if I remember reading right, they can't get into, like, this one deepest area.
I read that also. But also, just to back up, there are, and I haven't explored them yet, there are two, like, from lack of a better explanation, I think, like, 2 new corridors. One leads to the ship of, what, the Crow? And then another corridor, supposedly you use Hawkmoon to open, and that just dead ends eventually or something, right?
I think the Hawkmoon does lead to the ship.
The Hawkmoon leads to the ship.
I think, if I remember.
But two of these areas probably that are like, they don't see, you can at least get somewhere newish that's not really purposeful yet. So it'll probably be some quest mission bounty thing that's coming up here soon. And I guess getting back to my point of hopefully on Tuesday or... If not, yeah, we only have another couple of weeks after that.
That's my personal prediction, is this Tuesday will open up the last of the Hawkmoon stuff.
Well, where's the other area at? I know there's one, like, when you're leading up to go towards the Hawkmoon mission, and you have to open up a certain area with Hawkmoon.
Yeah, that's...
I've explored that one. That one's the, I like to call it the chimney, or the fireplace.
Yeah.
So does that just kind of dead end, and then...
That's the one that dead ends.
Okay.
You're kind of in down like the under area. But one of the areas you go into, it does say the reservoir. But the reservoir is the area that you can go into like you're going into the mission.
Yeah. It's probably a joined area. But
have you gotten to the ship yet, Sen?
No, I don't even.
That's the other area, and I don't know how to get there, but we have it listed under spoilers or something.
Yeah. Did Fallout make a video on that? I want to say I remember watching someone like on a video with that, and they showed off the ship, and looks pretty sick, though. But
is it an open area, or is it like the same where you have to open it up with a Hawk Moon?
No, there's only one area that you open up with a Hawk Moon.
And that's the dead end one that I was just exploring.
Yeah, so I don't know how they got to the ship. And I assumed because, I mean, the cuts were a little weird, but I assumed it was the same path somewhere. But yeah. And hilariously, it has voice line triggers in these areas, which is super, super weird to me. Like, it kind of spoils the ship. Well, not really. If you look at the ship, you know what the ship's about, but like I said, it's just really weird that they still have like the voice triggers in these areas, even though nothing else is.
I'm trying to look at there. Tassie has a video there, he's talking about it, but there's too much going on here that I can't tell like where to enter to get to it. It's we can find it in our spoilers, but I just didn't go through the hassle of checking it out myself yet. In some ways I'm like, ooh, new cool area, I should check it out. But in other ways, you know, I've been raiding so much and I know that these will probably be integrated in some kind of mission or story or bounty down the road that I'll just wait for that point and explore it then.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the wait camp.
Yeah.
Like for personal exploration, I'm not gonna go into the areas before they're functional fully. I mean, but of course that hasn't stopped me from watching a video about these areas, but that's different.
Yeah, right.
I'll let somebody else do the hard work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, super stoked. And like I said, I'm personally thinking that'll come Tuesday to give us, the last of the season to close out Hawk Moon and give us the farmable Hawk Moon. However they're going to do it. Much like Tassie's prediction of a new secret mission, which is a prediction but isn't a prediction. Anyway, whatever.
I know.
That article's a little weird.
Do it, don't do it.
It's like, this is definitely going to happen by the end of the article. It's just evidence. It might not happen. Wait, what? But
here at the Guardian Hub, we are definitive yet not sure.
Exactly.
Definitive, like, this is not sure.
Yeah,
we're definitively not sure.
I mean, I'll definitely stand. Like I said, this prediction, I stand by. I say it starts Tuesday. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's just my feeling.
Yeah, but as far as will it be some more just missions or activities, or will it be something like a 0 hour or whisper mission, some extreme,
Potentially both.
That'd be nice.
Because I'm hoping in order to get a farmable Hawk Moon, I'm hoping there's going to be something at least like a master because the Legend's the harder one, right? Or is the Master the harder one for the Lost Master's Sectors?
The harder, I think. Wait, no, I'm not sure.
Either way, which the 1250 ones?
Master is the hardest.
Okay, Master is the hardest. So yeah, the Legend. As long as it's at least like a Legend Lost Sector, like I'm cool with that. Like as far as difficulty and even size can go, I'd be cool with that for like a farmable Hawkmoon type deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely would not mind like a whole 0 hour time trial, get to the end and get your butt kicked repeatedly trying to get this repeatable thing to happen. I won't mind it. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if we get that, then that's pretty cool. Then they really did add a lot to, I guess that would probably technically be considered the seasonal content versus the DLC, but still, there's a lot that's coming out with this 3-month period.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone hopped? Have any two of you hopped in the Prophecy Dungeon since they brought it back?
No,
I haven't either. Supposedly, that's also
Wait,
one
no.
thing.
Yeah, did I? Crap, I don't even know. Wait, no, yes, I did. I think it was with you.
No, I have not. No? Not me. Yeah, I have not hopped in then? Since they brought it back.
Might have been Kato, and it might have been Gohawks actually.
Might You've have not done Gohawks. One now.
The Prophecy Dungeon since they brought it back. Remember, they took it away, and now it came back.
Gotcha. Yes, yeah, I have not either.
We did. I did once, and I used. I did the no-no that you didn't like back when Prophecy came out, and that's using a sword on the final boss because I was using a lost. I was using the Lament. We almost went faced them.
I'm down to try Lament once, see how it goes.
It's actually knowing how his blast works. At least a couple times I did. I mean, as long as you understand how the blast works, it's kind of easy to get around, actually.
Okay, did you notice at all, because this is one thing they are fixing, supposedly, but taken scions were replicating too rapidly in some encounters?
I despise taken scions anyway sometimes, because you have certain like areas that they won't replicate, and then other areas it's like freaking rabbits everywhere.
I know.
Do you go to melee one to kill him? It's like, well, he already replicated, so now you got to deal with this one. Oh, this one might replicate it in the middle.
Yeah. I still think back to the very first, you know, King's Fall and that cutscene where you see Oryx and you see that, you first see that taken sign and it kind of splits in half. You're like, whoa. And little did we know we'd be dealing with this crap.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it's definitely something. I'm actually, yeah, there's only 3 weeks. Like, that didn't actually hit me until, like, you know, the next week in Destiny thing popped up. And it's like, yeah, 3 more weeks left in the season. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. We don't even know what next season's going to be about. Like, at all.
I know.
Oh, this is true. We don't.
I mean, they haven't hinted.
They haven't even hinted. There has been some seasons where we don't find out even a trailer or anything until the week before. Other seasons, we sometimes find out like a couple weeks before. But I don't think we're going to be finding out for at least another week what's going to happen next season.
That actually has me a little antsy because, I mean, I don't expect it's going to have anything to do with the evolving story of the Crow. I think that might potentially start resolving like next expansion, probably.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going away, of course, because, right? Didn't they say the activity? Yeah. So like the Crow hunts are not the Crow, you know what I meant? The
Wrathborn
hunts are not going away. Now, are we still? Does that mean Crow's just going to stay in the weird spider lair the whole time?
I hope not. I hope they move him after the season. Like, really? That would be completely undermining to the entire cutscene.
Mm-hmm.
If they just kept him there until his story actually moves again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they do move him, though.
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the TWAB anyone wanted to talk about or whatever else at all?
But I found the Crow ship.
Okay, how do you get there?
Oh.
So I guess it's not spoiler territory because it's not. It is really out in open area. There, when you go to the room to kill the giant taken dude in the reservoir for Hawkmoon. So you follow all the way down, you find Crow's lair, you keep on going, you kill the big taken dude. In that room, right above where you drop in, there is another door. And that door, it says commune with the traveler, and it releases the barrier and allows you to walk through. One end's a dead end, and the other one's his ship.
I feel like I already saw that door and saw that thing back when the mission first came out, but maybe it wasn't available to get in until recently.
Yeah, and the blocked off area takes you to the Hollowed Lair, as far as where it kind of like where the zone changes, or the Hollowed Rifts.
Now, I don't know if it's the Crow's ship. I was just saying that, but it's that whole area. So
yeah, there's a ship.
I didn't check it out myself, so.
Yeah, well, the voice line kind of explains the ship, but yeah,
it's yeah.
the thing. But one thing I did, just to cover real quick, that they are adding two more unique weapons per playlist.
Oh, yeah.
So we are getting more stuff to the loot pool, even still. So, and that is all playlists. So even though strikes aren't going to get the revamp rank system, they are getting two more new weapons, so there'll be a total of three unique weapons to earn from each playlist.
Yeah, and two more strikes, so at least a reason for a bit to hop into strikes. And we'll still have... Oh, is that only once a year or each season we also get the ritual weapon? Is that just once a year?
I think the ritual weapon is once a year.
Okay. Because if there was more...
If I remember right.
Yeah, so there may not be anything that's like, do the strike... track or the Vanguard the Crucible track or whatever.
Yeah. Potentially not. But then again, I mean, like I said, it could be wrong and it could be a seasonal thing. But I do definitely remember the armor is definitely like a once a year thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have this feeling overall with this year and the seasons, the story and the mysteries in a way are even going to be more on point than last year's overall, you know.
Yeah.
And last year wasn't even horrible, but it's really, things have been quite interesting how they've come out and played together and, you know, certain things we didn't see coming. I mean, if they put all these, like you said, put all these barriers, kill zones and stuff in this one area, because that's really the only way they can stop people from glitching in, then maybe there's a good reason. Maybe there's going to be something pretty cool. And
yeah, they're definitely, like this season, I'll definitely say they're learning to hide stuff.
Yeah. And because Vlog's coming at some point.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have still these two triumphs that we have no idea.
Oh, yeah. We have no
idea.
Because
they're not officially listed. So, yeah. Nobody knows for certain what they even are. Like, as soon as High Celebrant became a secret triumph, people were able to see through the secret triumph and go, yep, kill the High Celebrant, you get that triumph.
So, yeah.
Sounds legit.
So, it's like, if it's there... it can be found out, but I'm guessing Bungie's finally learning. It's like, well, let's just not have it there.
Yeah. All right. Trying to see if there's anything in my list I want to talk about. How you doing?
New weapons was my list. Or new old weapons.
New old weapons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the, that's right. Next season. Just as a reminder to people, they are bringing back, they are reissuing three weapons for strike-specific loot, or strike-specific? Or is it Nightfall-specific?
Strike, I think.
Okay, and then the Adepts will come from Nightfall. Because they are going to have, like, Nightfall, or PvE Adept weapons. I believe they said next season, right?
I can't even keep track anymore.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that, the Nightfall ones.
Yeah, I'm wanting to say this next season. Or at the very least, we're getting the weapons, and maybe the Adepts are coming another season after that, potentially. But I'm wanting to say that's coming next season.
We may not remember all the specific details, but we definitely have opinions on it.
But right. When we do, we prefer Dos Equis.
Stay thirsty.
Well, everyone, work on your triumphs for the raid. We're here for you. Work on whatever you want in the game. Have fun. Have, you know, do what you want to do. And boy, we're getting close to the end of the season, so I'm sure some interesting stuff will come out. And then soon enough, we'll be talking about what's coming up next season.
Hopefully very, very soon.
Yes.
Oh, it'll be sooner than y'all think.
It will be. All right. Do we have any? It doesn't look like we have any reviews. I heard a rumor that we might get a review on our podcast. But
we better get a review.
Or else you I'm heard a rumor
and hurt
that we might.
Yes.
What kind of? Yes. What is that?
I'm not going to call out any names, but I heard a rumor that we might get a review.
They know who they are.
Sin's like, huh?
Right. Don't worry, you'll understand eventually.
Yeah. But in the meantime, we do have a lovely Discord. And maybe everyone who listens to this is in the Discord. But if you are not, please feel free and join, because this Discord... First of all, if you don't even know what Discord is, you may not actually. A Discord That's is a like a point. Chat app, right? That's the best, yeah. Easiest way, but about gaming. And it's specifically, okay, Discord is a service that everyone can have these different groups. And we have a group, of course, for the Guardian Hub. And if you go to our website at theguardianhub.com and click on the About Us page, you will see a link that will get you in there. If you don't have Discord yet, it'll walk you through getting the app. Yeah. On your phone or computer, however you want to do it. They have it all the places.
Yeah.
And then yeah, go ahead.
I was about to say, if you're just that curious, you know, if you have a smartphone, just go to your store and type in Discord. And there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not hard to get it loaded, but you need that link to at least get into our group. It's open. Yep. You can just join in, but you need that link to get in. And then feel free to look around.
Basically, if you're old enough, just think of old IRC channels, basically. And that's Discord right. Nowadays. I can't believe it's taking me this long to make that connection. But yeah, it's like old IRC.
Or if anyone's also used Slack, it's similar-ish to that. But Discord is focused more on gaming.
But what was that one specific one? What was it called? ICQ, I think?
ICQ, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
Well, this is a lot easier to set up, and there's more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love how I actually use the search feature for animated GIFs. You don't have to like search for them on your own or have them saved on your camera roll. You can just type in a topic and you want to have some, you know, funny picture, meme, or saying, you can just search for it and it'll put it right in.
And it integrates beautifully 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
There's been those few times I've put one in and it still just shows the link. But, you know, because it's also an integrated feature, it'll just pop up without the link when it's working properly, which I feel is a nice touch. But that's me being weird.
Yeah, the Discord is here for us to talk about Destiny. It's here for us to talk about other things too. And we have different channels once you get in there, different little rooms per se, where it's pretty loose, but the topics, I mean, we're not like, oh, you can't talk about things in certain channels. We may guide, obviously, spoilers, and well, we'll probably be fairly strict about that. But I mean, you know, follow the channels as much as you can, but at the same time, you can just kind of lurk. You can just kind of talk about things. Don't worry about us yelling at you unless... You know, unless you're being a jerk, that's pretty much the main rules. Don't be a jerk. So,
don't be a dick. Don't do it.
Exactly. Otherwise, we're chill.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
I need more triumphs, so let's get on it.
Let's get on it. Schedule those every night of the week, Sin.
Oh, I'm already dying.
You got to find the time. But once you have the time, then we'll get them going.
For sure. Oh.
You can play, what, every night between 11 and 11:05, I think, right?
About that. Everything after 11:05, like, takes 1 year off my life, apparently.
Oh, I know that feeling.
I've been staying up pretty late some nights.
Which is sad, because I used to be the third shift guy. That's what I was telling Fudd. Like staying up that late just talking, and it's like, I'm not used to this anymore.
Yeah.
Like a day shift guy now. That's so weird. I never thought I'd be a day shift guy, but yeah. Like 10 years on third shift.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's gorgeous.
I loved third shift. No, I guess it was kind of second shift. I don't know. Typically, I worked from like starting time anywhere between 3 and 6 and ending anywhere between like 10 and midnight. So would that be like second shift, I guess?
That's second-ish. It's like a late second.
Yeah, but at Disneyland, and especially if you're working on an outside attraction, it's nice to be able to work at night because it's cooler.
Yeah.
And as a 20-something, you have no reason not to enjoy that. You probably would rather have a job that goes from 3 to 11 and then just hang out with your friends afterwards and then go to bed late and sleep in and you feel energized for your next evening shift.
Yeah. I actually really liked it because, I mean, in fact, I was doing welding and, of course, you know, having the lower ambient temperature helped drastically.
Yeah.
And also for a facility job like that, the only person you have to worry about is your supervisor, which they're on third shift, so they're usually pretty chilled themselves. So just a very nice environment.
Since the car dealership open from like 11 at night till 5 in the morning?
No. I work first and second shift, if you haven't noticed.
First and second.
Yes.
Well, certainly. Do they open before 10?
9 o'clock. 9 to 9 is our hours.
Oh, 9.
And then we stay till the last person is gone.
Yeah, I hate that about a service job. Yeah. Like, whether it be like what you do or restaurants, whatever. Yeah, we'll shut down when the customer leaves. It's like, we can shut down now and get out of here. It's like, we have 5 minutes to close. If someone... I used to hate those people in restaurants. Those people.
Oh, I hate them in the car business, too.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes till you close. Hey, are you guys still open? Technically, yes.
I mean, I cannot answer that question, but no, you just say that. No. What was I going to say? Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yes, your clients are more so a captive audience.
Oh, man. That's a lot of that. Oh, I know what I was going to say. With those hours, Sin, you should have 3 days off a week, right?
Right.
Working 12s or whatever.
60 hours plus a week, plus the drive. I wish.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed Sundays off.
You're like, end of sentence.
Right. Some people might expect more. No, that's it.
Well, that's it. That is all. Oh, man. Speaking of which,
I can't forget. Well, I guess we can consider pushing it to next week.
What
is your? Do you want to have more time to talk about it, Des, or tonight? There was a show that you watched, and we can keep it a spoiler for next week. We can talk about it tonight. So
yes, I remember.
Yeah, I can definitely get. I can at least give like a generalized thought of things because I mean, honestly, I mean for those that have watched it, there's nothing. I mean, things happen, but yeah, I finished The Mandalorian.
Just the first season, because I thought I saw a note that it was just the first. Did you finish? You say you finished both first and second?
First and second,
solid.
Because nice. I kept solid. On because I gave the Discord an update. It's like, yep, just finished the first. Failed to mention that I was still watching. because yeah, in between rating, that's what I did Saturday and. I really liked it though. I mean, but I liked it from the perspective that what they seem to be doing with this series is they seem to be recanonizing a lot of old, like extended universe lore and stuff. Because the whole Code of Mandalore and everything that the protagonist follows is extended universe Mandalore code. And then you get into the fact that That was just a bunch of stuff, such as the fact that Mandalore use a special steel, which used to be called Mandalorian Iron, but is now has a specific name of Beskar. And I got so stoked, so supremely stoked at a name that I'm sad I didn't see pop up more, but I guess there might not be that many extended universe nerds watching Mandalore within our group, maybe, or maybe I missed it. But Ahsoka Tano mentioned the name that set me off, and that was Grand Admiral Thrawn. And if they don't continue this series, I'm going to be upset, because Grand Admiral Thrawn was one of the nastiest admirals in Imperial history in the extended universe. He was downright vicious, second only to the Emperor. So I cannot wait to see how they do him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just for a little backstory, I mean, when you see an Imperial officer, they're usually human. Like, people That's that progress true. In the yeah. Empire are human. They do use indentured servants, much like, what was his name? Queel? I believe was his name? The Ugnaught? You know, they use other species as slaves, if they do.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Admiral Thrawn is not human. He's actually a Chiss, and is one of the highest ranking. I mean, I think their Grand Admirals are just below a Moff, if I remember right. So, yeah. Just to throw that out there, he's that high of a rank, and he's not even human. He has blue skin and red eyes. Definitely not human. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a search. I definitely did not know about this part of the extended universe. I guess he was in Star Wars Rebels or something. I'm seeing some pictures here.
Oh, was he in there too?
I don't know for sure. I've just seen one of these links says Star Wars Rebels.
Okay, but if he's in there, I'm definitely going to have to watch that show then. Because I've been debating it. But yeah, if they're... That and them throwing in... I mean, because I know Darth Maul has been in, like, the Rebel show and this, that, and the other, which I loved him as a from a character design perspective. But yeah, that and I kind of knew I was going to like The Mandalorian also, hilariously, because I kind of joked with my wife. Within the first 30 seconds of the first episode of The Mandalorian, The Mandalorian has done more in that series than Boba Fett did in an entire three movies.
Yeah. But then, of course, he comes in at the end, and people are almost freaking out more about that.
Well, I mean, they're doing him right, though. Like, yeah. Which that was the entire goal of like the expanded universe's like stories about him, which are pretty much true. Like you see, yeah, the entire goal of this series seems to be like recanonizing the biggest parts that are lost from the extended universe. And I don't mind that at all, because A, it lets more people know about these awesome stories that maybe weren't book nerds back in the day. And also at the same time, I mean, it's going to be good for Disney because they control everything. So everything's going to have like a set path. They can dictate how things go, and which was kind of Lucas's wavering issue with the expanded universe. So yeah. I mean, they'll have ultimate control, and they'll be making a crap ton of money bringing these stories just out. So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Well, it does look like Grand Admiral Thrawn is definitely going to be coming up. I read something nice. About Lars Mikkelsen will probably be playing him.
Nice! You see, that's what I'm stoked for. Because that's gonna be a fight. If y'all think this Moff Gideon douchebag is a threat, you know, just wait till Thrawn shows up.
But here's the thing: even though his name was dropped in The Mandalorian, they said this is going to be coming in the Ahsoka series.
Ah, that's fair. Also, great A casting and getting Rosario Dawson to do Ahsoka.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was
like fantastic. Even though I've never seen Rebels, so I only know minimal amount about Ahsoka herself. I do like the fact that they placed her there for the reason they placed her there. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, all in all, I just really like the mind of Jon Favreau.
It was good. And season two just blew my expectations out of the water too, as far as like how it started. I was fine. I mean, I didn't totally fall in love with season one, but I liked it a lot. And I really appreciated how the episodes were a little more self-contained. And then season two, it was a lot more of this linear story that just built and built. And by the end, we're like, holy cow, this is intense.
Right.
It's yeah, like, I agree with that. Especially
payoffs are nice. Yeah. The payoffs are very nice and everything's connected well. And like I said, I'd be remiss not to say, like, officially on cast, I'm a giant nerd because no surprise appearances surprised me. They show a character. I know who you are because I recognize your actor. They show they show a ship. I know you. They show another ship. Might be you. Oh, nope, definitely you. Gotcha.
Nice.
So, yeah, before they're even revealed fully, it's like, yeah, he's coming. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the name Dark Trooper at all, even though they're a little different in the show, because Dark Troopers now are like super droids, essentially. But that's always been not even really an extended universe thing, because I think it first showed up in the Dark Forces and Jedi Knight series of games. Mm-hmm. So I guess technically that would still be a Lucas creation. But they weren't droids, but the idea was still the same of being superior stormtroopers, like super elite stormtroopers.
Ones that you actually have to fight against.
yeah, that was actually the main plot of Dark Forces, was stopping the dark mission one of Dark Forces was you were playing Kyle Katarn. You ended up stealing the Death Star plans, but in stealing the Death Star plans, you find out about the Dark Trooper project. So that's where the rest of the game concludes, is putting a stop to the Dark Troopers. So from that point on, they kind of become a recurring enemy in the series.
Yeah. You know, because if you have a bunch of regular stormtroopers and there's only five good guys, you're like, not a problem.
Right. But
once the Dark Troopers come in, okay, now we actually have to have a plan.
I actually love the fact, because I think they made a joke in the show about that too.
I think so.
Because somebody made mention, yeah, but you were in the Empire. It's like, I wasn't a stormtrooper, okay?
Yeah,
right. I love the in-universe jokes in it too. It's fantastic.
And he was an awesome character too. I forget. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The guy who was and then he was in jail and they rescued him to help Played out at comedian. The end. Oh, I Played love the line right. with... You kind of want to expect, no, there's still got to be something that he's going to trick him with. And it was just well played. All right. I'm out of Mountain Dew. I'm going to fall asleep. No.
All right, Sin Jr.
Well, you can find me as Sin Jr. on all the places. That's Sin _ Jr. Mm-hmm. Where can you find you, Sin?
Oh man, you can find me snoring in about 35 minutes or twitch.tv /SinMedia, Sin is CYN, and over on Twitter, Sin_media. That guy, Des Raven, the best of RNG cast and the best of JSP cast.
I wouldn't go that far on the ladder.
felt right. I was going with it. I went deep and I just went with it.
No arguments on the former, but I don't know about the latter. yes, you can, of course, find me on the Twitter at @DES_Raven. And as Gator found out, I still keep up with it. Yeah, you know, maybe. Yeah, you know, might be an hour late, but I'll respond. Mm-hmm. Yes, but primarily you can, of course, find me and get in touch with me much more successfully, only at most a 20 to 30 minute delay, on the Discord. So, Kingsley.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
I suppose you can still find me as Kingsley Mac. I'm not Sin_Jr. right now. But maybe I'll try to find that name.
I know, right?
Yeah, just Kingsley Mac, all the places except for on Twitter. I am MC Kingsley. And you can find our show at our lovely website, theguardianhub.com, or on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. You can't say it, Sen. You can't say it.
Wait. Wait. You totally missed the pause.
I know, purposely.
We are the best hub on the net. I mean, second. I mean, we are the best hub on the net.
But there's keep
the second best hub, the Destiny News Hub.
.com. Not .net, or I'll get confused. Not Destiny News Net. Destiny News Hub.com.
They should have a .hub.
.hub.
Okay. The Guardian. .hub.
Something else. .hub.
Lore dot hub.
Sure.
Yep, we'll lore hub too. Yep. All the hubs will combine together. Awesome full run that we can make a weird, interesting topics.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know. You messed up. Yeah, I think you missed the part where, like, Kingsley, take us out.
Yeah. Sorry, I was feeling silly and cut you off. But yeah, we do need to keep our marketing the best hub on the net.
All good. I'll let you slide this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those who have been listening this week, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Please tell a friend about our podcast if you wish. If you don't, we still love you either way. And have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.